build a tower and did not finish, sit down and estimate the cost, you see he had enough money to complete it. For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying this fellow began to build and was not able to finish. Oh, suppose a king is about to go to war against another king, will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while others still a long way off. It will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything does not cannot be my disciple. So this is good.
我们教会今年的主题是健康成长。
So the theme for our church this year is healthy growth.
那我们都知道健康对我们很重要。
So we all know health is very important.
那当我们生病的时候，医生就会跟我们讲这个苦药啊，这个凉口，这个苦良药苦口。
So when you're sick, you may prescribe a bitter medicine to get you better.
啊，这个苦你把它吃下去就好了。
So you have to take it.
那我也想说，我们属灵生病的时候，我们也是需要良药苦口啊，来帮助我们。
So if you're a spiritual sick, we also need the spiritual medicine to.
啊，我刚才啊之前有分享过。过去我在读圣经的时候，有一段经文我都要跳过去的，因为这个对我来讲有点苦。
Well, sometimes when I study the Bible verses, I will skip several because it's difficult.
就是刚刚我们所读的经文那一段。
So that's the verses we just read.
但是呢，你们发现连续三个礼拜，我用同样的经文来讲不同的题目，不同的主，用三种不同的角度来谈到做主门徒的重要。
But this is certain I preach about disciple with the same verses but through different angle and perspective.
为什么讲三次呢？因为我们说重要的事情要讲三遍。
Well, it's often said important thing worth repeating.
但你们也会发现，其实重要的不是我有那个能力可以把同样的信息讲三遍，而是你们听出我背后要鼓励大家的信息。
So bear with me because my message is meant to encourage everyone.
Yeah, 这是最后一讲，所以请大家忍耐，但是也请用心听，因为很重要。
So this is a curtain call, so bear with me, but pay attention because this is very important.
过去讲过说，耶稣他吩咐教会两件最重要的事情，一个是大诫命，一个是大使命，两个都跟做主门徒有关。
So we have mentioned the two most important instructions from Jesus to the church are Great Commandment and Great Commission.
因此我们过去提到说做主门徒的考验或者是代价，那也提到做主门徒必须要有长进，这当然对于我们在座来讲都很重要，但是一个更重要的是我们做主门徒我们还是要有一些侍奉我们要去做的，才能够完成任务使命啊，或者事工的。
In the past we mentioned about the trial of Lord's disciple, also the progress of disciple, all important to us hereAs Lord's disciple, it is imperative to finish our assignment.
那因为我们被呼召出来成为主的门徒，我们不但是来跟随主而已，我们还是有任务在身上的。
Since we're called to be Lord's disciple, not merely follow the Lord, but with duty, so decidedly we need to serve the Lord.
那请问我们的任务是什么？
Then what about our duty?
就是服侍主嘛。
To serve the Lord.
假设我们不能够实际有效的去服侍主，那我们就不能被称为真正的门徒。
So if we do not practice serving, then we are not good disciples.
这就好像礼拜五我们有请这个消防队员来跟我们讲解这个消防的这些的安全的概念。
So Friday we had a presentation by firefighter about safety among many things.
那我们来想说，我们要来征召一群优秀的消防队员。
So we threw a rigorous selection.
那我们很精挑细选的选了一批哇很强壮的人，通过很多的考验，那被接受了。
So they all threw a very rigorous selection process.
那并且呢，我们也让他们经常保持最佳体力状况哈，然后呢，让他们每天的这个那个操练，他们的营养也够用，够用哈。之后
，train and keep them in good shape.
但是他们的工作不能整天在办公室。喝茶看报纸。
So not just idle away in office drinking coffee and reading newspaper.
现在没有人看报纸的，就是在那。
Nobody read newspaper all digital.
不是啊，是让他们随时预备好，如果有紧急状况的时候就要出去救火啊。
But they're ready to fighting fire and rescue people.
那现在不是要救火，应该是灭火救人啊。
So the rescuing people and putting out fire.
不是救火，火不需要救，是救人哈，灭火才对。
So rescue people.
这才是他们主要的任务，是不是
？So that's their main duty.
那我们想，再优秀的消防队员，如果他不知道如何去灭火救人，即使他通过重重的考验甄选，然后呢，也经常保持体力最佳的锻炼，最佳的身体状况，但是他还是不能被称为真正的。优秀的消防队员，同意吗？
So if you don't know how to put out fire and rescue people, even you pass the rigorous test, keep in good shape constantly, you are not a real firefighter.
好，那同样的，我们被征召，我们蒙召成为主的门徒，我们也通过考验了，我们也愿意成长了，但是呢，我们被最终的目的就是要出来侍奉他。不侍奉的门徒，你可以不能够被称为真正的门徒。
Similarly, when we're called to be lost disciple, is to serve. Without serving, we cannot be called the true disciples.
好，但既然做主门徒的侍奉这么重要，我相信耶稣也不会完全没有交代的。
So since it's so important to serve, Jesus instructs us.
所以我们要从刚才我们所读的经文，我们再换一个角度来学习，到底做主门徒的侍奉啊，应当要来做什么？
Through today's verse to teach his disciple how we should all learn from these verses how to serve.
第一方面是我们需要智慧来评估我们侍奉的能力。
First, we need wisdom to evaluate ability of ministry.
好，让我们再次来读第28节到31节。预备，请。
Suppose one of you wants to build a tower, will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he can finish everyone?Everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, This fellow begins to build and not able to finish. Or suppose there's a king. What?
好，耶稣讲这一个比喻，其实背后是有一个背景的。
So this two parable in the verse has historical background.
那根据WB 这个圣经注释的学者，他把它写成根据考察，他发现原来这有一些有两个历史背景。
So according to the study Bible, there's the two historical background.
第一个，耶稣讲到盖楼的比喻，是指当时比拉多，就是那个审判耶稣的那个比拉多，当时要盖一个很大的水塔，期待犹太人能够捐献，那借着圣殿的财库来拨款。
So Pilate was to build a water tower in anticipation of donation from Jews or budgeting from the temple treasury.
但是百姓很冷淡，圣殿呢就不愿拨款，以至于计划落空，半途而废。
But Jews were slow to respond, and the temple treasury did not allocate funds, so he ended up abandoning the plan.
那另外一个比喻是讲到打仗的比喻。
So another parable of war.
那这是讲到当时阿拉伯王呢休妻。
So king of,
把他的这个太太休掉了。
So king of Arad repudiated his wife.
但他的岳父王呢，生气，很生气，就带着20,000个农兵来讨伐。
So his father-in-law was angry and sent 20,000 farmer soldiers.
那阿拉伯王想啊，这农夫有什么用啊？这没，所以轻看20,000，所以他就带着10,000兵去应战，结果呢，打了败仗。
Arabian king countered with 10,000 because he thought not much about the farmer soldiers, ended up in defeat.
所以这两个比喻都讲到失败，而共同失败的原因呢，都是因为错误的估计。
Both parables mentioned failure, and the common threat was miscalculation.
首先，我看到盖楼这个将能力估这个自己的能力估计过高。
So building tower overestimate his own influence.
他以为自己这个登高一呼，人人都必响应，不料没人跟随，没有人愿意配合。
But nobody responded to follow suit.
那第二个是打仗，他将事情的困难估计过低，以为这些农人农兵算不了什么，容易解决，没想到那个那么多的那么大的困难。
The war parable underestimated the difficulty, thought less about farmer turned soldiers.
所以我们作为主的门徒，侍奉原则第一就是要以智慧正确的估算估计自己的能力与事情的困难。
So number one principle to serve as Lord's disciple is about wisdom to properly estimate own ability and degree of difficulty in task.
无论是对自己，无论是对事工，都要有一个正确的评估，要谨慎的从长计议，而不是单着凭一时的热情或是暂时的冲动感动而去行，否则我们就会像彼得一样。
Never brawned without brained, not about passion or impulse, but carefully taking the long view of plan. Otherwise, we will be just like Peter.
彼得就错误的估计自己的能力，凭着血气之勇来服事，结果根本最后不能成功，那就很可惜了。
Peter overestimated his ability, served with brute courage, stumbled alone. What a pity.
这就是我们教会弟兄姐妹所选出来的这一群理事同工，经常聚在一起讨论事工，就是因为我们要对教会的事工有正确的评估。
This is the reason our church needs many church council meeting regularly to decide ministry, because we need accurate estimate.
我们到底有没有那样的能力？我们要所做的这事工有多少？有它的困难度是什么？我们都要做出正确的评估。
About our ability or the difficulty about the task.
当我们做不到的时候，我们不要强行去做，因为这就会带来失败。
So don't force it. It will result in failure.
然而另一方面呢，我们也太容易让自己的能力跟事情的困难成为拦阻我们侍奉的主要借口。
On the other hand, it's very easy to use own ability or task difficulty as excuses not to serve.
我们对自己能力缺乏自信，又把事情想得太困难，结果什么都做不成。
Lack of self-confidence, hyping the degree of difficulty, hesitate and do nothing.
智慧的估算自己能力，就是要用属灵的估算原则。
Wisdom of estimate ability to serve is utilizing the principle of spiritual estimate.
那什么是属灵的计算原则呢？
So what's the principle of spiritual estimate?
属灵的估算原则呢，不单是把自己的能力跟事情的困难考虑在内，而且还需要将信靠神的应许、众人同心合意跟仰赖神的大能等等估算在内。
Not just about self-ability or task difficulty, but faith in the promise of God, unity in congregation, dependence on the power of Holy Spirit, all inclusive.
好，举例来说，当时摩西派十二个探子去迦南地，回来的时候，假设他们开会的话，十二个人当中有十个，他们以见识、以判断来估算，但是只有两个以应许跟信心来评估，结果谁才是正确的估算？不理我，两个，哪两个？约书亚跟加勒。好，那如果我们
Moses sent 12 scouts to Canaan. Upon return, 10 estimate with experience, judgment. Only 2 with promise, faith, which was the accurate estimate.
如果我们今天什么都以少数服从多数来作为标准，那圣经有很多例子说明这是行不通的。
So if everything is decided by majority, there are too many examples in the Bible against such decision.
那我们要怎么样来做出正确的属灵评估呢？
So it won't work. So how can we do a correct spiritual estimate?
圣经告诉我们说，敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Scripture says to fear the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
我们需要用智慧来估算侍奉能力。
So therefore, the wisdom to estimate ability.
这会随着我们与神之间的关系而有所不同。
It depends on our relationship with God.
换一句话说，你属灵的生命的高低就决定了你对侍奉能力的评估。
It varies. In other words, the level of your spiritual life decides your ability to estimate and serve.
例如摩西他一生总共活了120年。
So Moses lived for 120 years.
那前面40年呢，他是在苏斯的皇宫长大，他对自己的评估是我能。
First 40 years, he lived in the luxury of a palace and he reckoned, I can.
但是后来的接下来40年呢，他逃到米甸旷野去牧羊，所以他对自己的评估是我不能。
So next 40 years he fled to Midian to tend sheep. So he reckoned I cannot.
所以他在那边 这个消极的以为人生苦短，何必太认真呢？
So he lived a passive life, taking nothing too seriously.
哎，他什么都不能，只能跟羊讲话。
So he only talked to the sheep.
但是最后的四十年，他就经历神奇妙的更新之后，他才知道上帝能。
The last 40 years, he miraculously experienced God's renewal, so he reckoned God can.
所以他就交出生命的主权，降服在神的带领当中。
So he completely submit to God.
所以我们要估算我们自己 的这个侍奉能力，我们 也需要像摩西的经历一样，有经历我能我不能上帝能的这样的过程。
So how do you evaluate your ability to serve? So our experience probably just mirrored Moses. I can, I cannot, God can.
第二方面是我们需要勇气。
Secondly, we need courage.
这勇气是接受侍奉的挫败。
To accept frustration in ministry.
让我们一起来读第二十九节。
So let's read verses 29 together.
请。
For if you lay the foundation and you are not able to finish, everyone who sees it will ridicule you.
好，你们有没有被笑话的经验？
有。So have you started a joke on you?
你猜我有没有被笑话的经验？没有。哎呦，有人讲
到
大声。
So what about you?
你们要不要听我被笑话的经验？
Do you want to listen my joke?
只有三个样。
So only three.
Yeah.二十多年前我刚来美国的时候，原本以为我的英文还不错。
So 20 years ago, I came to the United States confident in my own spoken English.
那时候还没遇到我的太太，她是英文老师。
So I haven't met my wife who taught English.
因为在台湾有很多外国来的宣教士。
So I met many foreign ministers.
那我跟他们对答如流啊，所以我以为说来美国应该没问题。
So I can carry conversation with the missionary in Taiwan. So I thought,My spoken English shouldn't have any issue.
但你知道了，那些宣教士到台湾、到中国去，都是讲很慢哈，然后都是用很简单的词，所以你都以为你都会哈。
So missionaries usually spoke deliberately and used very simple terms, so you thought you were good.
那来美国的上课第一天，我就到学校去。
But first day I went to school.
那当然，我因为没有这个，我就先考，没有考过托福，所以先上语文学校。
So because I haven't passed TOEFL, so I have to go to language school first.
才开始的知道哦，原来英文不是那么容易的啊，是还要透过托福，又那么难考，没考过托福还没过啊，没过就要从语言学校啊来上。
So I failed TOEFL, I have to take the language school. Now I realize it's tough.
那第一天上课的时候哦，要这个进入一个大房间哦，差不多这么大，然后呢有两边的，一边呢。看起来好像是高中生而已，刚毕业，因为来读大学，所以坐在一边。那另外一边呢，看起来成熟多了，哇，这比较像是出过社会的。那我就坐在那一边了。
So one section, one big classroom, one section looks like high school graduate, the other were mature student.
那我以前做我是做生意的、啊，我也出过社会了，又结婚了，所以对我来讲，那时候是。觉得自己应该跟他们坐在一起，跟那些年轻这个像高中生一样哈，所以我就坐在那边。但是坐在那边的人一个一个要站起来介绍自我介绍。
So I was in business and I was married, so I thought I belonged to the mature crowd. Then the mature crowd had to introduce themselves.
好，一个一个介绍完之后，自我介绍容易嘛？这我会啊，我英文都会讲哈。
So one by one for me is
那我前面那个讲完了，我就自己站起来，就换我了嘛，我就站起来讲啊、哦，我是詹姆斯耶。
So when it's my turn, I said I'm James Ye.
啊，然后呢，我是从台湾美丽的宝岛来的。
So I came from Formosa, Taiwan.
然后我住在女生宿舍。
I live in a ladies' dorm.
因为我三个女儿嘛，唯一的男的这样，我都还没机会解释的时候，那个负责人叫我坐下，坐下，坐下。
I haven't opportunity to explain because I live with my three daughters. That's what I meant, ladies' dorm. Then the host set me down.
他说，对不起，对不起，刚才介绍的都是老师。
So all the people stood up were teachers.
你可以想，我第一天上课还没被分班哈，然后就在那里，所以你可见我接下来我隔天的我都没有脸去上学啊。
So that was a big joke on me. So I was so ashamed to go to class the next day.
啊，每天最痛苦的就是学校面对那些老师坐在我旁边的那些老师。
So it's tough to face the teachers from that point on.
我在想，我们做主门徒最羞辱的一件事情就是。让不信的世人来笑话我们。
So I think the most, well, the The most difficult thing for a Christian is being ridiculed by non-believer.
我指的并不是指言语上的开玩笑而已，而是取笑我们说：“哎呀，你信耶稣根本没有用啊！你看你生活没有见证，比那个不信的还不如。”
So not just about a superficial thing, but because they make fun of the power of Jesus because we are not a good witness, not even sometimes worse off than a non-believer.
我觉得这是很羞辱的事情。
So it's a shame on me.
而且我觉得这是很严重的事情。
And also very serious.
因为这不单单是我们被嘲笑，其实是乃是我们的神被羞辱啊。
Not only joke on us, but shame on God.
我小时候很调皮，经常在外面惹是生非。
So I was very naughty as a kid.
那小这个结果，人家找上门来告状。
So of course.
那就让我的父母亲颜面尽失。
So brought shame to my parents.
我记得我爸爸最常跟我讲一句话，就是我的面子都被你丢光了。
So my dad always said, "I have no face. You lost all my face."
那我搞不清楚啊，你的脸跟你的面，你的脸面，你的脸面长在你身上，我不是我，怎么有什么关系呢？有什么关系？
So what did I have anything to do with your face? Your face is on your face.
后来自己当父亲之后，啊，又当牧师啊，有三个女儿之后，我就觉得说。你要让父这个我的面子哈挂得住啊！我是在当地是跟这个是有公共人物啊，有头有脸的，不要丢我的面子啊。
So when I had daughter and also a pastor, then I know what my face means now.
幸好我的三个女儿都很给我争光哈。
Luckily, my three daughters pretty behaving.
所以当我们后来成为基督徒之后，才明白为什么我们常常听说基督徒我们人生的目的就是为了。荣耀神。
So as Christian, we should live to glorify God.
因为当我们生命能够活出好的见证，世人就因为我们的好行为，让天父来得荣耀。
Be a good witness to give glory to God.
这就是我们基督徒当有的人生目的。
So that's the purpose of our life as a Christian.
但相反的，倘若我们生命没有见证，我们被人笑话是小事，上帝的脸都被我们丢尽了，那就不好。
On the contrary, if we are not a good witness, not only joke on us, but also put shame on God.
那然而我们也必须要明白一件事情，就是在生活甚至在侍奉当中，我们遇到挫败、被取笑，这是难免的事。
We should also understand in life and in ministry is common facing failure, even being ridiculed.
这可能是因为我们智慧不够而错误估算。
So it can be lacking estimate in lacking wisdom in estimation.
但是也可能是因为我们自己不够谨慎与警醒，后来达不到目标而令别人笑话我们。
And also from carelessness or not alert enough.
当然我们所得到的挫败，也有是因为我们看见别人的失败，有些是我们来自个人的软弱，我们都要勇敢的去面对。
The physical defeat can be failure from others or our own weakness.We need to face up.
你不能因为别人失败啊，没有做好基督徒，就成为你的借口。那因为他失败，我也要失败，不可以的。
So we cannot use others' failure as your own excuse.
我们要做主的门徒，我们要跟从主，就要知道，其实主所走的路不是每个人都能够走的。
As Lord's follower, it's not for everyone.
在你没有走之前，你就要先估计到底你能够付出多大的代价。
When we first believed, we need to calculate first how much to pay.
例如我刚信主的时候，哇，前几年我就立定要每天读圣经，结果呢，每次都是三分钟热度。
When I first believed, I resolved to read Bible daily, but it will not last.
那以前呢，我的读圣经是前面几卷书都黑黑的，因为常常读，结果读到创世纪、出埃及记，到出埃及记就迷路了，就出不来了。
So we already started with Genesis, then get lost in Exodus.
好几次每年都是迷路在出埃及记啊，结果翻了好几次就黑黑的那里啊，其他都白白的。
So year after year, I only thumb through Genesis and Exodus.
然后呢，从这个立志要跟人家传福音也是如此。
Same way to spread the gospel.
我给自己定的目标很高，我每天出门都要跟人家传福音。
So I resolved to spread the gospel every day.
但是呢，每次要开口的时候欲言又止。
Then I hesitate to open my mouth.
爱你在心口难开啊。
The words always failed me.
每次知道，哎呀，神爱你啊，那我也爱你，可是我爱你在心口难开，讲不出来。
So I just can't spread the gospel all the time.
后来做生意也是，哎呀，我不但只赚钱，我要让我的客户也能够得到福音。所以可是呢，后来呢，所以这个客户不能得罪了，万一他不给我买产品，那我就没饭吃了哈。
Initially, I want to share gospel with my client, but then again, I didn't want to offend my clients for the business sake.
那朋友也是，怕失去朋友，结果呢就不敢跟他们谈福音，结果最后都简化到说耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你。
Eventually, not even try to offend our friends, so just simplified to just say Jesus loves you.
呀，很多时候我们都知道这件事不能做，但是呢，这个意志薄弱，后来就后悔啊，总是说啊，保罗也曾说过啊，立志行善由得我啊，行出来由不得我，哎，就成为借口。
So many others think the same, because even Paul said the Spirit's willing, but the Spirit's like Paul says he wanted to do good but unable.
所以我刚信主的初期，就活在一种失败软弱的光景当中，撒旦就来控告你真没用啊。
So I often live between weakness and failures, accused by Satan.
我也是常常在挣扎，哎呀，我要为主做大事啊，可是我真没用啊。
So I also struggle in thinking I'm useless.
在那样的一个挫折的光景当中，在那里懊悔，不断的懊悔。
Through my defeat and frustration.
但感谢神，神一再给我机会，在好几次的挫败当中，他借着周围一些好的基督徒的帮助，让我重新站起来。
So God still gave me a chance to recover from my many failures.
我这个算幸运的，我还认识一些一些人，他们输不起，怕被笑话，心有愧疚感，那干脆就不读圣经，不上教会，结果越离神越来越远。
So I was able to recover, but some were like sore losers with a sense of guilt, stopped reading Bible or come to church, and further away from God. What a pity!
Yeah. 当年耶稣基督他的门徒有两位，一位是犹大卖主，后来呢，犹大后悔了，他将卖主的钱退还，但是他没有勇气接受侍奉的挫败，就去上吊自杀了。
But Judah, when Judah betrayed Jesus, he regretted and returned the blood money. But however, he did not have the courage to accept failure and hung himself.
另外呢，彼得他同样他失败了，但是结局就不同。
Peter also failed, but ended up differently.
其实我们知道彼得他拒绝主，跟犹大出卖主，本质上没什么不同，都是背叛不忠，只是其中有一个哈。彼得他愿意接受失败的挫折，另外一个却没有勇气去承担。
So it was the same to betray or reject the Lord, except one accept failure and the other did not.
我们知道彼得他当年虽然他逞一时之勇啊，服侍以为别人这个会比别人更爱主的啊，错误评估自己的能力，结果后来果然如同耶稣所说，三次不认主。他经历侍奉的极大挫败，甚至软弱到一个地步，连侍奉主的勇气都没有了，重新重操旧业，回去打鱼。
So Peter served with brute courage, overestimate himself, three times denied Jesus, tremendous failure, weakened to the point to no courage at all, and returned to being fisherman again.
直到主再次向他显现，然后呢，他羞愧的跳到海中躲藏起来，直到耶稣用爱心重新接纳肯定他之后，他才真正的勇敢的走出挫败，成为后来成为当代第一位最伟大的布道家，每次布道带领几千人归主。
So until Jesus revealed to him, and again on the seashore, he was so ashamed and hid away into the ocean. Then Jesus reaffirmed Peter with love. Then he overcame the failure.Became the first great evangelist, brought thousands to the Lord each time.
因此，我要鼓励我们在座的弟兄姐妹，我们做主门徒难免我们会有挫败，偶尔跌倒，被罪恶过犯所胜，也是一个无法避免的事实。
So I want to remind you again and again, we will all face frustration and defeat in serving. Stumble, err, sin, mistake are all unavoidable.
不要以为当我们成为基督徒之后，我们头上就有光圈了，然后呢就刀枪不入，就再也不会犯罪了。
Don't ever think after baptism you become bulletproof, halo around your head.
其实我觉得做主门徒最了不起的一件事情，不是说他从来不会跌倒，而是他即使能够在失败的挫折当中，他还是可以勇敢的站起来，这才叫做了不起。
The most admirable Christian is not just be a tumbler, never fail. It is real courage to get up after defeat.
Okay. 最后呢，是需要行动，也就是把握侍奉的时机。
So we need action to treasure the opportunity to serve.
好，让我们一起来读34跟35节。
Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? If it's fit neither nor the soil nor for the manure pile, it is thrown out. Whoever has ear to hear, let him hear.
我上次跟大家解释过，中东他们使用的这个盐呢，跟今天当时用的跟今天不大一样。他们是一个盐石块，石块盐。那它这个呢，用久了之后就失去盐味，不能够再用了。
Middle Easterners use rock salt. After a while, it loses saltiness.
那只能丢在外面啊，然后没有用处，任人践踏。
So it's usually thrown out and trampled.
但这说明这个比喻也说明说，我们灵命上也要提醒自己永保哈，永远保持这个盐味。但是在侍奉的角度上，也提醒我们要把握侍奉的时机。
This parable is about spiritual growth. Remind us to keep saltiness. However, in serving, it reminds us to take the opportunity.
因为这个盐块呢，你用久就会失去味道了，这个过了有效期就不能够再用了。
Because the salt rock will lose saltiness after a while.
同样的，我们侍奉如果说一直在等待啊，这个事，等我们失去这人生最宝贵的时期，那你将来你要后悔就没有机会了。
In the same way, we should take opportunity to serve. Otherwise, we not have the same opportunity anymore.
有人这样开玩笑，他说教会的侍奉应该让儿童来做。
Some joke that children should let children to serve.
怎么为什么
？Why so？
啊，那也有道理的。
Well, it makes some sense.
他说老年人呢，他们都会说他自己的体力不敷，中年人呢觉得事业忙碌，年轻人又经验不足。
So youth had no experience, middle age busy with career, elderly lack of stamina.
那你看那小孩子单纯，你要不要侍奉主啊？耶、yeah, ，我愿意。
So children are simple and willing to serve.
他们那么单纯，所以都应该让小孩 来服侍最好。
So we should let children serve.
当然这是一个笑话，教会也都不能够教给小孩，因为这样的话我们又违反第一个原则，就是这个缺乏智慧来评估侍奉能力。
It's only a joke since kids does not have the wisdom, contrary to our first principle to serve.
但这故事这个笑话也说明另外一个很普遍的事实，就是今天许多教会的人非常的谦虚，我说谦虚是因为大家都让别人去做吧，让别人去做，以为别人做的会更好。
There's some truth to it. It is very common that many people in church are very humble, especially about serving. Let others participate, assuming they will do better job.
那或许他也说的，别人可能会做的更好，不过呢，你却失去了参与蒙福的机会了。
Perhaps others can do better, but you lose out the opportunity to participate in the blessing.
我们常常在侍奉主的时候，我们有一种错误的侍奉观念，以为侍奉主是一门苦差事啊，要天天受苦啊，背十字架啊，很受苦，这才叫服侍。
So many assume wrongly that it's hard to serve the Lord carrying the cross all the time. Quite the contrary.
那其实并不是如此的。
So it's not so.
侍奉是可以存着欢喜的态度，哎。
So we can be glad in serving.
可以享受在越侍奉越什么甘甜的经历耶。
It's so sweet to serve.
你想看看，神是无所不能的。
Because God is omnipotent.
有没有任何的事工神完成不了
？So He does not need us.
那为什么神还要你的参与呢
？Why He let us participate?
如果神每件事情都可以无所不能都可以做，那为什么你那么重要？上帝没有你不行，怎么会这样呢
？He's omnipotent. He doesn't need us.
我过去在神学院读书的时候啊，经常帮那些留学生搬家。
When I was a seminar, I often helped other students move.
那我每次搬家都会请我的小孩，那时候他们很小，走开走开，免得发生危险。
So I always ask my kids to stay away for safety's sake.
有一次，直到有一次，我看见我神学另外一个同学，在搬家的时候， 他特意让他的孩子小孩亲自的搬家的经验让我很感动。
The one time a classmate was moving, he made the extra effort to let his kids help. That experience moved me so much.
你知道那个小孩，你知道搬家，你们搬过家子，搬一个桌子哈，搬一个桌子，然后你要过一个门，然后要那小孩呢，他就压在那里哈，然后也不管，很开心。然后他爸爸呢，要特别的担心他会不会撞到这个，会不会弄到那，然后又加倍的力量来扶着他，而且又走得很慢，你知道躺着弄东西，然后又走很慢。你说这个是几倍的？越帮越忙，孩子越帮越忙。
So kids usually make things worse and messy.
然后呢，他搬完之后，小孩还在那里，到处炫耀说，你看，这个都是我搬的。
They have no
idea. 跟同学炫耀啊，
And boasting their effort.
那我发现我这同学为了爱他的儿子，让他儿子有参与，以至于他愿意让他在搬家当中有份。
Because a lot of the father let them participate.
那我就在想说，其实神对我们的爱也是如此啊。
So God loves us is the same way.
他为了让我们有参与感，而愿意用加倍的心血啊，来让我们与他一同完成任务。
So He let us participate.
你想，我们只是一群该灭亡的罪人。
So we're a punishing sinner. 啊，
我们神要我们插一手，结果把他弄脏了他的圣功，是不是？
So actually, we're just filthy in God's eyes.
但是神却不嫌弃我们的败坏、愚拙，还愿意使用我们。这不是我们的福气是什么呢
？So God is still willing to use us, such a blessing.
所以我们能够参与在神的任何一个事工，都是我们的福气。
So any ministry we can participate is our blessing.
你看到我们教会有许多的弟兄姐妹啊，比如说我们礼拜天。有一群人留下来在这边练习诗班，花很多时间练习，我很感动。
So our choir spend much time practicing every Sunday afternoon. I'm deeply moved.
那你以为上帝喜欢听他们唱歌吗
？Do you think God loves their singing?
就算全世界最好的诗班，配合最优秀的交响乐团的这个伴奏，我告诉你，在天上的天使诗班的眼里，他们只有幼儿园的水平。
So even with the best choir and orchestra compared to angelic choir, probably just the level of kindergarten in God's view.
同不同意
？Do you agree?
我们今天下午有一个非常专业的一个音乐会我鼓励大家去参加，那是很棒的非常棒的去年8000多人挤进去，今年他们就分两场，我鼓励大家去参加。
So this afternoon we have a wonderful performance. 8,000 participated last year. That's why.This year we have 2 performers. I encourage you to go.
但是我告诉你，连像这样子的有专业的这个乐团，其实在天堂的诗班，你以为上帝真喜欢听吗
？So you think God want to listen to us?
我在想说，说不定上帝在忍受那种音乐
Maybe our music make God suffer.
那你看我们教会弟兄姐妹这样的摆上，神看见的，神听见的，是他们的心。不是他们的声音啊。
But God is pleased with our serving.
若不是上帝的爱，我们根本都不配侍奉。
If it's not for God's love, we're not worthy to serve.
呀，神喜悦我们来参与服事呀，尽管我们所摆上是何等的微不足道，仅仅像是那小孩子拿出来的5饼2鱼，或者是那寡妇的2个小钱啊，我们都应该抓住机会，而且毫不犹豫的摆上。
God is pleased by our serving. Though our offering may be just like 5 bread, 2 fish from the boy, or 2 mites from the widow, we should take the opportunity to offer without hesitation. Because it's pleasing to God with our participation. So we have limited lifespan and energy.
Yeah, 我们要把握最好的时机，趁着现在还有力气的时候，将最宝贵的时光奉献给主。
Now is the best opportunity to serve.
不要等到将来记忆衰退、力量耗尽、心有余力不足的时候，那时候可能神都不要你了。
So offer the best precious time. Don't wait until retirement. Memory failing, stamina wasting away.Spiritual willing, but the flesh is weak.
因为你已经不能够恢复到当初的情形，就像盐若失了味，你用什么可以叫它再咸呢
？So we cannot turn back the clock. But if it loses saltiness, how can make salty again?
好，请注意，圣经在这里没有停止，他继续说，特别的强调说，凡有耳的就应当听。
Pay attention. This chapter ends with Jesus saying, "He who has ear to and hear, let him hear."
表示这是非常重要，所有有耳朵的都要听。
It means it's an important lesson.
你没有办法去假装说我没有看见，我没有听见。
So you can't pretend not to pay attention.
但问题是我们有没有真正听进去，还是像我以前一样，我跳过去就不看就好了。
Does it stick? Does it make an impression?
希望我们不要左耳进右耳出，一点反应都没有，完全不当一回事，那就真的是太可惜，也太可怜了。
If you ignore it, then it's a pity.
最后，我感谢神，昨天我们理事会，我们在一个酒店有一整天的训练会。
Praise the Lord, we have a wonderful retreat and a wonderful hotel.
上礼拜我们感谢弟兄姐妹，我们选出新的理事，那他们顺利就职，马上就一个训练会。
So we have a training right after the installation of the new officer.
那在训练会结束的时候，所有的理事，我们来了16位，全部跪在地上。我们彼此认罪，互相扶持，互相代祷，然后我们也重新领受呼召，我们也接受挑战。
So we all knelt down, repent, and accept the challenge to serve.
所以你们要为着你们有这群优秀的理事来感恩。
So give thanks for those counsel willing to serve.
因为我们愿意忘记背后，努力面前，一起来为着这个教会神的托付，一起来努力。
So we will move forward, strive for the Lord.
但是另外一方面，侍奉不是理事的责任。
But serving is not only limited to councils.
是每一个人在这个教会，只要神带领你来，你都应当在这当中有份。
So God brings you here, you have a part in all the ministries.
而且侍奉既然这么重要，我们就要汲取这些侍奉的原则，才能够让我们侍奉。蛮有果效。
So we need to remember the principle for how to serve.
我常常觉得听到一些人说，哎，我们侍奉不需要果效，神知道就好了。
Some mention, it doesn't matter whether it's effective. God knows our heart.
我不认为，我认为我们的侍奉是要有果效的，是让人可以看得见的。
But I don't think so. I think we need to be effective so that others can see the results.
你同不同意？
Do you agree?
如果说叶牧师你来，我们教会都没果效哈。
So Pastor Ye has been here, but he's not effective.
对对，我会考虑我来错地方了啊。
So probably I came to the wrong place.
那我们要有果效出来，是不是？我们侍奉也是如此的。要对你讲，哎，你这侍奉之后我没看到果效。
So all the ministry need to be effective.
那你也会觉得很失望，不是吗
？So as a participant, you probably will be disappointed.
我告诉你，做主门徒的侍奉是要充满果效的。
So we need to serve effectively.
就像可以结出果子。
Just like bearing fruit.
我们一起来读约翰福音15:8。
So let's read John 15, verses 8. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciple.
所以我们的侍奉要果效，所以盼望我们每个人要知道，我们需要智慧，我们需要勇气，我们也需要珍惜机会，才会有果效。
So we need courage and taking the opportunity to be effective.
我们知道上个礼拜天晚上发生什么事情。
So what happened last Sunday night?
你们也知道上个礼拜，墨西哥发生什么事情。
So what happened in Mexico last week?
在上一个礼拜，你们知道在佛罗里达，在波多黎各发生什么事情。
The week before, what happened in Florida and Puerto Rico?
我们知道天灾人祸不断的发生。
So natural disasters and human terrorism.
我们也常常接到一个消息，说某某人，你的好朋友。走了
，or some your good friend pass away。
我刚刚有接到一个消息，也是一个很熟的朋友也走了。
So I just learned that one of my best friends just passed away。
你看人生很快的，你都没有把握什么时候轮到你。
So life is fleeting, you have no idea。
那你有什么可以留下的
？So what can remain？
你的财富、你的功名、你的成就，这些可以留下吗
？So everything pass away, rich, fame, success。
但我告诉你，有一件事情是可以留下的。
But only one thing will be remembered.
那就是你所结的果子会永远被纪念的。
The fruit we bear will be remembered.
约翰福音十五章第十五节，接下来说，我们一起来读好吗？
Further down,
是你们拣选了我。
I no longer call you a servant because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
Okay, 好，今天我们被呼召成为主的门徒，并且去结果子。这个果子是可以长存的。
So we're chosen to bear fruit. It can last.
前提是你愿不愿意成为一个主的好的门徒。
Are you willing to be a good disciple?
让我们一起来回应这首歌，主啊，我属你。
Let's respond with the theme, I am thine, O Lord.